Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're talking about something that could change how you think about those final working years. Have you ever wondered if there's a way to ease into retirement without going cold turkey on your job?
Absolutely. And that's exactly what a transition to retirement strategy, or TTR, allows you to do. If you've reached your preservation age, which is 60 for anyone born after June 1964, you can actually start accessing part of your super while you're still working.
Right, so you're not fully retired, but you're dipping into that super pot a bit early. Why would someone consider doing that?
Well, there are a few compelling reasons. First off, it gives you the flexibility to reduce your work hours without sacrificing your lifestyle. Let's say you're working 5 days a week and you're feeling burned out. You could cut back to 3 days and use your TTR income stream to make up the difference.
That sounds like a dream for anyone who's exhausted but can't afford to just stop working entirely. What else can it do?
Here's where it gets interesting. You can actually use TTR to grow your retirement savings. Instead of taking your full salary as taxable income, use salary sacrifice more into super, which is taxed at only 15% within the fund, and then replace that lost income with pension payments from your TRIS. That's your transition to retirement income stream.
Mm-hmm. I see.
So if you're 60 or over, those pension payments are generally tax-free. You're lowering your taxable income, paying less personal tax, and your super keeps growing. It's a win-win if you structure it correctly. I actually had a couple come to me who were both 62, working full-time, and feeling exhausted. They both dropped to 4 days, started TTR pensions, and told me 6 months later, it was like getting their lives back.
That tax efficiency angle is huge. But I imagine there are rules around how much you can withdraw, right?
Definitely. With a TRIS, if you're under 65, you must withdraw a minimum of 4% of your account balance each year, and the maximum is 10%. You can't just take lump sums until you fully retire or meet another condition of release. So it's controlled. You get income flexibility, but within limits.
So it's controlled access, which protects your balance long term. That point about controlled access sets up our next piece. What happens after the transition and converting your TTR into a full retirement income stream? But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
If you're over 45 and managing your transition to retirement in Western Australia, approved financial planners in Floriat offer personalized guidance to help you make informed decisions. With over 20 years of experience, they specialize in retirement planning, superannuation management, investment strategies, and insurance solutions tailored to your goals. Learn more at approvedfp.com.au.
Picking up on that controlled access, how do you handle the shift from TTR to full retirement when the time comes?
Great question. Once you turn 65 or meet a full condition of release, like permanently retiring, your TRIS automatically converts to a standard account-based pension, which is in the retirement phase. At that point, you get unrestricted access, within reason, and the earnings on those assets are tax-free instead of being taxed at 15%.
I see. So the TTR phase is sort of a bridge, and then you cross over into full retirement benefits.
Exactly. And during that bridge phase, you're still receiving employer super contributions if you're working, so your balance can continue to grow. You're building wealth while drawing income. It's kind of having your cake and eating it too, if you do it right.
I like that. But let's be real. TTR isn't for everyone, is it?
No, it's not. If you've got a small super balance, frequent withdrawals could deplete it too quickly. And if you're already on a low taxable income, the tax advantages might be minimal. Plus, if you need unrestricted lump sums right now, a TRIS won't give you that flexibility.
Right. Matching the strategy to your situation is key. What about the emotional side of this transition?
That's often overlooked. Retirement is a massive life change. You lose routine, social connection, even identity. A gradual transition lets you adjust over several years instead of stopping work abruptly. Many people report feeling more confident and satisfied when they ease into it.
You know, that makes sense. You're also testing your retirement budget in real time, right?
Absolutely. You learn what your actual household expenses are, what you spend on travel, healthcare, discretionary stuff. That practical experience helps you refine your long-term plan before you fully retire. You get a trial run of retirement spending, basically.
Right, exactly.
And here's the thing. Australians are living longer, often into their mid-80s, so retirement could last 25 or 30 years. TTR gives you flexibility that traditional planning often lacks.
So, to everyone listening, if you're approaching preservation age and wondering whether you should keep grinding full-time or consider a gentler off-ramp, TTR might be worth looking into. But you really need professional advice, don't you?
You really do. A poorly designed TTR can reduce your retirement savings unnecessarily or create tax inefficiencies. Advisors model different scenarios, assess your tax position, check contribution caps, and make sure the strategy aligns with your goals. It's certainly not one size fits all.
And there are three big benefits we've touched on: reducing work hours without losing income, boosting savings through salary sacrifice, and improving tax efficiency. Those three pillars can really transform how you transition.
Exactly. It turns retirement from a single event into a carefully managed process. You're not just stopping work one day and hoping for the best. You're planning it out, step by step.
That's a great way to put it. Before we wrap up, any final thoughts for folks who are on the fence?
Ask yourself, have I reached preservation age? Do I want to reduce my hours? Would salary sacrifice help me? And most importantly, will this strategy actually increase my retirement balance over time, or just give me early access? Those questions will guide you.
Perfect. Thanks so much for breaking this down today. It's been incredibly helpful. And to all of you listening, we hope this gives you a clearer picture of how TTR might fit into your retirement plan. Until next time, take care.